This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. According to a Chinese media report, the defense ministers of India and China were expected to hold talks today in Moscow, but there is no confirmation that has happened. It would be the highest level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along the disputed Chinese-Indian mountain border in May. Both sides have deployed additional forces along the frontier, which runs through the Western Himalayas. There was a heavy clash in June when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting with a Chinese force. Reuters is reporting that the White House has asked U.S. government agencies for extensive information on any funding that seeks to counter China's global influence, business practices, or which supports Beijing. According to a week-old Office of Management and Budget document, Reuters says OMB wants cross-cutting data on federal funding that aids or supports China, or that directly or indirectly counters what is called China's unfair competition and malign activities and influence globally. Rescue workers in Beirut say there could be a life to save in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, there were reports that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are watching it unfold on TV. With a possible ecological disaster in mind, Sri Lanka has begun towing a fully loaded supertanker, which had caught fire off its east coast after it began drifting toward land. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond after it started in the engine room. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy, with one injured crew member flown to the capital Colombo for treatment. So far, no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting.